Hello and welcome to About Music. I'm Brian. I would like to chat today about the experience of listening to music that you're unfamiliar with or that you may not know at all. Imagine this scenario. You're listening to a piece of music and you're wondering what it is. Can you at least get an idea of what it is just from listening? Perhaps you could make an educated guess that you could check later to see if you were on the right track. The website keydifferences.com mentions that hearing is through the ears, but listening is through the mind. It also adds that while hearing is an ability to receive a message at a subconscious level, listening is a skill to interpret that message at a conscious level. Listening is the more difficult of the two because the human mind is so easily distracted, and all the more so when we are unfamiliar with what we are listening to. It requires an active will of concentration to remain focused. If I were to play a piece of music to a group of people, all would have heard the music, but not as many would have listened to the music. You see, music demands an emotional response from us, and to get that emotional response, we cannot passively ignore the sound. Even when one uses music to relax, the relaxation is an emotional response to listening to music and interpreting its meaning. I'm now going to play a piece of music that I think you may not know, and without telling you what it is. Then we're going to look at its fingerprints and see if we can figure out what it could be. We will not be able to come up with an exact title, but we might be able to place the music in a context. All the fingerprints that I will identify have been discussed in detail in past programs, so you might recognize them without any help from me. Here's the piece. Here are the musical fingerprints that are easy to pick up. First, the instrument is a solo harpsichord, so the music is quite probably from either the Baroque period or the modern period. The music sounded like it needs quite a high level of skill to be able to play it. The sound of the harmonies and melodies is not of the 20th century, so therefore, let's go for Baroque. As I'm assuming that it's from the Baroque period, I could confirm this by seeing if there's a binary form with clear phrases, which was so popular in that period. Were there two halves each repeated? Yes, there were. So a good guess for a composer would be one of the Baroque composers, Bach, Handel, or Scarlatti, or someone similar to their styles. The style of this piece is not as complicated as Bach usually is, nor is it as straightforward as Handel can be, but it definitely fits the virtuoso harpsichord style of Scarlatti. Let's listen to the piece again. It was the Scarlatti Sonata in E major, and please see if you can identify those fingerprints. Listen carefully for them. Thank you. Here's our next mystery piece. Here are the fingerprints. It was an orchestral piece, so it could maybe be a movement from a longer or multi-movement work. The orchestra sounds medium-sized, so probably not a romantic or modern work. The sound is not dense, with many different things happening at the same time. It seemed to have a clear melody over light accompaniment. There were no great swells of emotion. This suggests classical, Haydn or Mozart or one of their contemporaries, but not Beethoven. The opening theme appeared at least three times with contrasting sections in between. The contrasting sections were different from each other, so this is definitely a rondo. Remember, in a rondo, the theme keeps coming around. So we're guessing a movement of a composition by Haydn or Mozart or one of their contemporaries, and because the melody lines are so clear and structured, I would put forward Mozart. Let's listen again and see if you agree. The piece was Mozart's second movement from the Eine kleine Nachtmusik. What else can you do to assist in the identification of a piece of music besides what you already know? You could ask a friend. You could have a good dictionary handy and make mental notes of what you want to look up. And naturally, Google is also a good resource. In past years, we had a dictionary of musical themes listed alphabetically transposed to C major or C minor, a very valuable resource but requiring a lot of skill to use it. These days you can simply use an app. I've got one called Music ID on my phone and it works reasonably well. But of course it's not always convenient or polite to haul out your phone. Your biggest and best resource will be your own knowledge that you accumulate with repeated listening to music, paying attention. It becomes quite easy to recognize that this piece I'm listening to now sounds very similar to that one I heard last week. Maybe it's the same composer. In fact, regarding the first piece of today, if you immediately thought, that sounds like one of those sonata thingies that Brian played so many of a couple of weeks ago, then I'm very happy about that. Reward yourself and say well done to yourself. For our next piece, I will tell you what it is, and I'm intending to play the entire piece. But I don't want to say more than that. I'm going to ask you to try to identify the musical fingerprints, which should not be too difficult, since you will already know who the composer is and the title of the piece. The piece is by Mozart, and the title of the piece is Piano Concerto No. 21. Thank you. I'm also going to ask you to do some homework. I would like you to listen to this piece several times to be sure that you've got the musical fingerprints in your mind. And if you have time, please listen to more pieces by Mozart. I would like you to become very familiar with his style so that you can easily recognize it. We will talk more about Mozart's style and the fingerprints of this particular piece next week. Please let me remind you of my contact details and where to find information in case you missed something you would like to hear or read again. All of this program, as well as previous programs, is available as podcasts for you on the website, where you will also find links to the music we heard and other information. That is www.gsaradio.stream. Please remember that if you have questions or comments, you are welcome to write to me at brian@gsaradio.stream. Until next week, please listen to as much music by Mozart as you can.